this might be the best 3 hours of your week. The Bruce Newberry Show.
Bruce Newberry.
We have had such a great time talking about Vermont towns and playing Vermont trivia. I figured I would go to the authority on such things, the 251 Club. And joining us from the 251 Club is Brenda Gorica. Brenda, nice to have you with us. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Enjoying this Vermont summer.
Yes, it's going pretty well so far. We could do with a little more sunshine, but I don't think anyone's complaining.
The gardens like the rain.
They do like the rain. See that? There's something for everybody. Well, the 251 Club is such an interesting club. Just for those who don't know what the 251 Club is, just take a second and explain what the 251 Club is.
Well, the 251 Club, all we try to do is go to all 251, and yes, there are 252, and I'll get into that in a minute.
You read my mind, Brenda.
The big town controversy. but it first started in 1954, and it was suggested by a man named Arthur Peach, who used to write for Vermont Life magazine, and he wrote an article called At the Sign of the Quill, and he started writing this article way back in the third issue of the magazine, which started in 1946. He started writing his article in 1947.
Wow.
And started getting quite a following of people because he was an excellent writer, a poet, a professor, a historian, and he would just love Vermont. And so his article was quite popular among the subscribers and readers of Vermont Life magazine. Well, in the summer issue of 1954, Dr. Peach proposed that an informal group get together and call themselves the 251 Club. And he suggested that they visit Vermonters and people that love Vermont, kind of visit all the secret, lovely little places in Vermont that aren't necessarily on the main roads and see what there is to discover in other parts of the state that you wouldn't normally visit, and find those attractions, the beauty, the history, and the traditions of other places. And the response he got from the article was, I guess you would say, it kind of went a 1954 version of viral.
There you go. That is very well put.
And to the point where so many people responded. Now, this is pre-email and that sort of thing. So people were actually writing postcards, letters, making phone calls to the magazine, to the point where they had to print more state maps.
Wow.
Because, it was an overwhelming response to this article about, gee, let's try to go visit all the towns in Vermont.
That's the idea. And the simple idea is that you, to be a member of the club, you must visit every town, city, village, incorporated entity in the state, of which there are 251. It can't be a drive-through. You have to. What counts as an actual appearance in a town, Brenda?
Well, for me, I would never just drive through it.
Right.
We have no rules in the club. That's one of the first things, because mm-hmm. we're still the 251 Club, and we'll get to that 252 thing again. But there are no rules, but we don't want people just to drive through a town and say, oh, yeah, I've been to Fairleigh or something like that. We want you to stop and look around you and see what's there. Like, I personally have found things in the last 6 months that I didn't know existed. Like in Waitsfield, I found this garden behind the library. And I've been driving to my dentist all the time going through Waitsfield. But one day I decided, well, I'm just going to stop for a while and just take a little walk around the village, a little more than I normally do. And that's the kind of thing that I personally like to do and that I think everybody should do. Don't just drive through, just kind of enjoy what you can about your surroundings and stuff that you don't see when you sit in your car and just drive through.
That's right. Get out, take a breath of the local air, and take something in. It seems so simple, and yet it really is an accomplishment, particularly when you do it 251 times. Now, everyone in the club seems to remember, or maybe it's just the way that you market, the last entity, city, town, village that they visited. So what was yours? What was number 251 for you?
Well, this is somewhat embarrassing, but I still have 3 or 4 towns to go.
You're still a work in progress. That's okay. Me too.
I am a work in progress. And now, mind you, I've been a member since 1985, wow. I think. So that's kind of embarrassing to be a board member that doesn't have all my towns.
Not at all. But, not at all. Because you're still discovering. And I think that we can sense that from you. And even when you've accomplished it and visited all 251 or 252, that you still should go back and almost do it again. So I think that that's a wonderful thing that a board member still has a few to go. So how many more do you have left?
Well, I 4 more, but I can only remember 3, and I have to actually look back at my list. Well, I know I have never been to Somerset. I don't think I've ever been to Franklin, Vermont, mm-hmm. which I don't know why, because I've been to every town around it. And maybe I have, I just don't remember, and I need to go back.
There you go.
But I'm saving Glastonbury for last.
Aha.
And because Glastonbury, from what I understand, is this town that you kind of have to really almost walk into, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. And according to a Vermont author, Joe Citro, he calls the area that Glastonbury is in the Bennington Triangle, where mysterious disappearances happen.
Really?
Where there's Bigfoot sightings and people disappear and alien abductions and all that. So I figure if I'm going to get in all my towns, I'm saving that one for last. Because, you know, that way I can at least say I got them all.
The Glastonbury was one of the towns that was guessed by one of our callers as a unique name to Vermont. And we were looking for the town that is uniquely named and the only one in the world, for all intents and purposes, is in Vermont. And the guess was made of Glastonbury. And of course, the spelling might be unique, but there is a Glastonbury, Connecticut, and there are Glastonbury.
Right. I think that's Guildhall.
Actually, there is another Guildhall, but the one that everyone agrees upon is Brattleboro. There's only one Brattleboro in the entire world, and it's Mr. Brattlesboro, and that's how I learned it.
No, I don't know. I for some reason remember seeing a historic marker, and I want to say it's Guildhall.
All right, so that's another one. We get into the.
I know the village. I have a vision in my mind of this town, and sure. I think it's Guildhall.
Okay.
It's a little town green, a couple little white buildings around it, you know, and I'll have to do some research on that. But I will
defer to your expertise. We did get into the Battle of Buell's Gore, however. We fought the Battle of Buell's Gore on this program last weekend. That got us into a whole separate area because, as we found out, Buell's Gore is a gore, which is different from a town or a village or any other incorporated entity. And
right.
When you and is Buell's Gore one of the 251?
Well,
see, that was that's the whole thing. It's because it's unincorporated.
This is where you might need a pencil.
Gotcha.
Because this is where it gets complicated.
Go ahead, Brenda.
When the 251 Club was founded in 1954, right, there were 237 towns and 9 cities. So that's 9 and 7 is, that's, you know, 246, right? So then to get 251, as I see it, there were three townships, not real towns. The townships of Averill, Ferdinand, and Lewis were added. And that brings you up to like 249. And then you add Glastonbury and Somerset, which are unorganized towns, and that brought it up to 251. But we also, I don't know if these were bonus points when the club was started, but they also put in the gores, like Avery's Gore, Buell's Gore, and Warner's Grant, or Gore, depending on, you know. So that actually, there was never really 251. If you count all of these things, it comes up to 254. So, again, it's that no rules thing. And so the addition of Essex Junction.
Yes, brings us to the 252.
Well, in July of 2022, Essex Junction broke off from the town of Essex to become the city of Essex Junction, as I understand it.
That's, yes.
This is, you know, I'm not sure I have all the...
I believe you are correct on that, Brenda.
Yeah, I think I got all the incorporations right on that one. I think they're a city, and that made it 252, but what if you only count towns and cities, then it's only 247. So I guess it's sort of like now we have the 4th of July, and sometimes we celebrate it on the 3rd, but you still call it the 4th of July picnic. And so
that's a great, great analogy. I love it. Brenda Grieca from the 251 Club. So maybe we could do it this way. We could come up with a little couplet, a little mnemonic device to remember it. What if we count everything, right? And the total comes up to 254. We can say we have 254 counting the towns, the cities, two Grants and a Gore.
Well, I think it's 255.
Oh, now. No, that throws that right out there. I have to come up with a whole nother rhyme. We had writers toiling days and weeks here.
Right, it would be three and three, so that's six and seven. That's 2. Yeah, I think it comes out to 255 now, if you count all of that. So see, technically, you might as well just stick with 251 because that's what it was when the club was founded.
Yes.
And it's kind of like when the 4th of July was the 4th of July, or, you know,
or the 5th or the 3rd,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
kind of like if they ever renumbered the interstate exits on I-89. You know,
oh my
I'm
goodness,
gonna be lost.
That's going to be that will be a rebellion. That will be the real battle of Vermont right there.
Right.
No doubt about that. It is just perfect. The 251 Club is just like Vermont. It is close to perfect. It's quirky and it is unique. And we can understand why there is such a passion for people who have discovered it and who have made the trips and the treks and the pilgrimages and the hikes to visit all 251 or 2 or 4 or 5. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to have in our state. It really is.
Well, and during COVID, it was just a godsend for a lot of people.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, they could get out of their house, they could go to places, they could walk around in villages and towns, and yeah, they could go to Lewis.
And a lot of people, yeah, they could go to Lewis, they could go to the Glastonbury, or then Buell's Gore, for that matter. It really could have been, in some ways, a lifesaver, because it did give an opportunity, as you describe, and it had... I noticed that, I've always known about the 251 Club, and there are other clubs like this in other states. Where I spend a lot of time in Rhode Island, there's the 39 Club, because there are only 39.
I know that club.
Oh, yeah, you are connected with Rhode Island as well. So, and we just found out, Brenda, that in Rhode Island, there are so many unincorporated villages that the number really is closer to 400 in Little Rhode Island.
Right, but are you going to change the name of the club?
No, and for the reasons you just described, defending and really telling us the reason for the name of the 251 Club. The 39 Club should stay the 39 Club. The 251 Club should stay the 251 Club. I'm with you.
Right.
So how
it's
can
like
we, how
July
do we join?
Will be the 4th of July.
Do we just join and state our intention, or do we have to, how do we join up with the 251 Club?
Well,
we all want to join.
You can join up on our website at vt251.com, and there's no better deal around because it's $12 for a year, and that's for everybody in your house.
Wow.
Yeah. Or you can get a 5-year membership for $48. And again, it's everyone in the house. And, you know, it's just, that's a deal.
It is a deal. And now what does the club do other than to encourage the exploration and finding more about these wonderful villages and towns and other entities? What does the 251 Club do to kind of keep things going? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, once a year we have an annual meeting, which is coming up on October 1st. And we have a guest speaker. This year it'll be Barbara Corcoran from the ski area, the gold medal winner. And
yes.
And we do door prizes, raffles, and that sort of thing. And people will talk about their journeys. There's about 250, maybe 251 people that attend. And it's at the Capitol Plaza in Montpelier. And we talk about our travels. And we have some merchandise that we sell. We have baseball caps and pins and a journal to log your journeys and decals for your car and that sort of thing. And it's just a nice gathering of members, and of which we have almost 5,000. There's like 4,800 members, we figure, with households, you know, around, not just in Vermont. We have people from out of state. We have people that come over from England and try to do different parts of the state. You know, so it's not just a Vermont club. There are people from many states that are in the 251 Club. And we've also, in addition to the annual meeting, which incidentally, this is a little side note, last October at our annual meeting, CBS Sunday Morning sent a film crew up to do a segment about the club.
Oh, is that right?
And on our website, that VT251, you'll be able to see the show that CBS Sunday Morning did about the 251 Club. That was pretty cool, actually.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Watch out now. The secret's going to get out. I think it has already, but I was going to ask about how many countries and how wide is the footprint of the 251 Club. I think
yeah,
it's
we
be
saw
great.
A jump in membership after that segment, believe me.
I'm sure.
And we also have now started doing club gatherings and for members. And we did one last fall up in Brownington at the old Stonehouse Museum. It was just lovely. It was just members got together. There were about 100 of us. And we had a picnic and just had a great time just going to the museum and walking the grounds up in Brownington. And there was one recently in Hildene, but I happened to be in Rhode Island, quite frankly, and I couldn't make that one.
Uh-huh.
But I heard it was wonderful. And again, they walked the gardens and took the tour, and it was a good time for everyone who went. So, and we plan on doing more of the gatherings throughout the year in addition to our big annual meeting. So.
Well, that sounds amazing. It sounds like a great club to be a member of, and I hope that you get a little bump from our chat here today about the 251 Club, and answered a bunch of our questions here, Brenda, and we're so glad to have the time with you today.
Well, I tell you, I wear my 251 Club pin when I travel sometimes, and it's amazing how many members I've bumped into in New York and Connecticut, and they see the pin, and they just say, oh, I know the 251 Club. I could be in the middle of nowhere in some other state, and people are familiar with the club, and that just it warms my heart when that happens, believe me.
Well, we love hearing about it. We loved chatting with you today, and we're all off on our journeys, and maybe we'll finish ours, and hopefully you'll finish yours before too long. And it's wonderful to talk to you, and we'll have you back.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
Brenda Grieca from the 251 Club. Give us that website one more time.
VT251.com.
Excellent. Don't ever change. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.